Welcome to Take Two Healthcare, your guide to a better living here on Ask the Experts Weekend. My name is Dr. Natalie Yaley, board certified doctor of chiropractic, clinical thermography technician, and board certified by the American Academy of Thermology for interpretation of thermograms. The Take Two Healthcare Clinic is located at 5777 Far Hills Avenue here in Dayton, Ohio. However, you do not have to be a Dayton resident to be seen or treated by us for nutritional and dietary problems. So anyways, if you are listening to this show and you come across something that you like and you hear or you want to share with a family member or a friend who does not live around the area, we can do all of our nutritional and laboratory testing services anywhere in the country. We use LabCorp to draw blood. So that's all we need is a nearby LabCorp, and we can do everything over the phone and through Zoom. And it's really become popular ever since COVID came around that people are more comfortable with Zoom meetings and talking to their physicians over the phone. Obviously, it's best when you come in, we can get your vitals and I can actually see you and talk with you and look at you. Because as doctors, we are trained to look at all that. So for example, I had a patient come in and I could tell one side of her mouth was a little bit droopy and she had a tick in her right eye, but she never mentioned some of those things. And so those are things that doctors are trained to look at just to kind of help with your case and to figure out what treatment is best for you. So yes, we are located in the Dayton area, but we can do all of our nutritional and laboratory services anywhere in the country. We just need to match up our time zones, right? or at least know when to call or where to call. So yes, we are here in the Dayton area. You can visit us online at take2healthcare.com. That's with the number two. There's a lot of information on our website. It's very patient friendly. Under the nutrition tab, you can see the men and women's health profile that we offer. Those health profiles you cannot find anywhere else, I promise you, especially for the price. The health profiles that we provide our patients probably consist of close to 100 extra biomarkers in lab testing and hair analysis testing than what you'll get anywhere else. There's also a sample report that you can see on our website as well. So if you've never had any testing done with us and you want to see what we do with your results, we do put it in a very patient-friendly format. And you're given a big report, whether it's emailed to you or physically given to you in the office. These can be about 50 to 60 pages long. They're color-coded. They go over every single marker that we tested, how it turned out for you, whether it was high or low, and what to do to fix it. So it's very detailed, and a lot of patients are very happy when they get the reports because it's something that they've never seen before, a lot of testing that they've never done before. And there are a lot of times that when you go to different specialists and doctors, they may be only treating you the way that they are trained. As in, if you go to an endocrinologist who specializes in diabetes, they may only be looking at A1C, cholesterol, maybe protein. They're not looking at your toxic element status. They're not looking at your stored iron levels. So in order to get down to the, quote, root cause of symptoms that bring you to a physician, it's very important to do quality, comprehensive testing. I tell all my patients, when you come to me, it's very comprehensive and aggressive at first. I test a lot because I do not want to miss anything. So we get baselines done and then we break it up from there. And, you know, as a clinic, it's really hard to explain to people what we do because we have a niche. We are all doctors of chiropractic in the office. Dr. Van Markel started the practice a little over 40 years ago. Dr. Andrew Dyer, is a chiropractor and acupuncturist. And then myself, I'm a chiropractor and I do thermography imaging, but we all do the laboratory testing because as doctors of chiropractic, we can order blood tests, hair tests, and then any imaging that we feel the need you should have done. So for example, if your liver enzymes come back toxic and very, very high and you either can't get in with your doctor or you don't want to, Go see a specialist. We can order any imaging we need. MRIs, CT scans, ultrasounds. So although we're just doctors of chiropractic, we can do most everything except for prescribe medication, which we try to stay away from because all of our recommendations are all natural. So today's show is going to be kind of light. I want to talk a little bit about a few case studies. I also want to talk about one of my favorite nutrients that I'm putting almost all of my patients on right now. So you're going to have to listen to the whole show to find out about it. But there, this nutrient that I've been using is a nutrient that I feel like every single person needs to be taking. Whether you're pregnant, going through menopause, have prostate problems, digestive problems, inflammation, high blood pressure, cancer, everybody needs to be on this nutrient. And it's nothing new or fancy. It's not expensive. It's just underlooked. And there's a ton of research on it, so I can't wait to get to that. But first, I want to go over a little bit about thermography because I have a case study that I want to share with you. During the month of May, which is this month, we are offering 10% off thermography services. Now, I will tell you, we book up, so do not wait till the last minute. This week is pretty much booked. So is the following week. Last May, we did over 100 patients who got imaging done. And thermography is approved by the FDA since 1982 to use in conjunction with other testing to diagnose and or find breast cancer or breast cancer activity. When you use thermography with mammograms and self-exams, your rates of detection go above 90% because thermography can see things that a mammogram can't, and sometimes a mammogram can find things that a thermogram can't. So why not do both? Thermography is non-invasive. There's no radiation. There's no compression. It's safe for pregnant women, lactating women, women with implants. It's a very easy process. You're at the clinic for 20 to 30 minutes. The actual imaging only takes me a minute, unless we're doing full body or half body imaging. But with a breast thermogram, you're given a risk assessment score. And that score is based on different factors. It's based on vascular findings, nipple temperature differences, temperatures in the lymph areas. So there's a lot of things that go into grading these thermograms. And each patient gets their own grade per breast. And that's called a TH score, stands for a thermographic score. And that scoring system goes from 1 to 5. 5 is the highest, 1 is the best. Rarely do I see ones. The reason being is because most of us are asymmetrical. Most of us have findings on one side of our body and not on the other side. And that's all that that means. So when you get a thermogram, it takes a few days to get the actual report written. And we do go over it together. I show you your images. I show you where your findings are, what your score is, and how to follow up. How to follow up? Usually I recommend the laboratory testing that we do because there are 5 inflammatory markers and 2 specific breast cancer markers that I like to look at with a thermogram. So imagine self-palpation, mammograms, thermograms, and lab testing. Your rates of detection are very, very high. And this is very important in women who have familial family history of breast cancer, especially on the maternal side. Now, I'll tell you, I had a patient come in just this past week. She's 39. She's already had breast cancer. She has no family history. Now, she came to me for some other symptoms, but we're getting really into the heavy metal testing on her because I have a feeling her water source and where she lives, she's being exposed to things that is causing cancer in a 30-year-old. And I will tell you, most patients that I see with cancer have well water. And we see very high levels of lead and arsenic, especially lead and arsenic, barium, aluminum, in patients with well water. And if you're not detoxing that out, those build up and it causes bad things. Not just cancer, but other conditions like Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's. And we offer several types of chelation therapy in our clinic. Chelation basically is a fancy word for detox. And when you hear the word detox, I don't want you to think that we prescribe or do anything that's really aggressive. It's not like a two-day detox where you're going to be on the toilet all day. It's not that. Our detox programs are either 2 months or 6 months, and it depends on the patient, the case, and everything. So we do that too. We do it all. Things you can't get anywhere else. But with thermography, like I said, I usually recommend to follow up with the laboratory testing to find out what's causing your inflammation. Do you have high stored iron? That's an easy fix. Is that causing asymmetrical inflammation in the breast? And we can see all sorts of things. One of my patients that came to me, I'll go over this quick and then we have to cut to a short break. She had her thermogram done. Her scores weren't bad. One side was a 3, the other was a 3 plus, which is in between 3 and a 4. We did lab testing. Everything came back really good, except her C-reactive protein, which is an inflammation marker, came back high. And her CA2729 breast cancer antigen came back high at 33. And she said, you know what? When I had the testing done, I had severe low back pain that the day I got the testing done, I actually went to urgent care. And she got a prednisone shot because of her back pain being so bad. And she's like, would that have increased these inflammatory markers? I was like, yeah, I mean, we have to rule it out. So guess what? She went and just retested those two markers. She didn't retest the full panel. Her C-reactive protein that was at 11, 3 weeks later was at 2. Her CA2729 breast cancer antigen was at 33. 3 weeks later was at 22. So can the blood detect cancer? No. Can inflammation markers indicate cancer? Yes. But you have to really come down and talk to the patient and figure out what is causing this inflammation. Is it your water? Is it your back? Is it cancer? And so that's why we treat every single patient individually, case by case. Because I told this patient, I said, my current recommendations are for these high inflammation markers. But if these change, your recommendations are going to change. So that's why we retested right away. She held off on her program until we got accurate and more information about those numbers. Okay, don't tune away. We do have to cut to a short break. You are listening to Dr. Natalie Haley. This is Take 2 Healthcare, your guide to a better living here on Ask the Experts Weekend. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to Take 2 Healthcare, your guide to a better living here every Saturday from 11 to noon. If you've missed the show, you can listen again or listen the first time. You can go to our website, click on radio shows. You can also go to WHIO's website, type in Take 2 Healthcare Podcast. These will come up. WHIO posts them, I believe, by Monday or Tuesday. We're a little bit slower, I have to admit. We're a small business, right? We have someone that works on our website, so we're trying to keep those up to date. But if you missed anything, also, we do have a Facebook page. We don't like to bother a lot of people on Facebook. If we have a really cool case, we might post it on there or talk about a sale that we're doing, which, by the way, May, 10% off thermography. If you've never had one done or it's been a while, get in. It's really easy to do. It's non-invasive. There's a few instructions you have to follow before coming in. You can't increase your body heat. So you can't have recently taken a hot shower, drank hot liquid, have a sunburn. If you've had a mammogram, you have to wait 2 weeks. So there's things that can affect a thermogram. There's some things you have to follow, but it's nothing crazy, nothing confusing. 10% off during the month of May. We do fill up. So call, get your slot, and your results will be ready in about a week or so. And we go over them together, either in the clinic or over the phone. Normally, the thermograms are $255 for a breast. We do also offer full body imaging and half body imaging. And you can call the clinic at 937-433-3241 to get the cost of that. And then obviously you take 10% off the price. We've been going over just some general things. At the beginning of the show, I did mention that I want to review my favorite nutrient that I'm putting almost all my patients on, whether you're male or female, whether you have cancer or whether you just come to me to lose weight. And I'm going to get to that later on in the show. So you have to stay tuned. during the whole time. But I also have some case studies that I want to share with you as well. And the next one that I'm going to go over will be about a female that was prescribed Mounjaro, a GLP-1 medication for weight loss. Those are very, very popular right now. These weight loss injections that a lot of people are doing can be very, very dangerous. And I'm very glad that this patient is holding off on it for several reasons, which I'll go over when we come back. Don't tune away. You're listening to Dr. Natalie Haley. This is Take Two Healthcare, your guide to better living here on WHIO. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. Thanks again for tuning in today to Take Two Healthcare, your guide to a better living here on an Ask the Experts weekend. It is Kentucky Derby weekend. So if you're a fan, I am rooting for the horse So Happy. I saw the backstory behind his breeder or original owner had died of cancer, and then his trainer's wife died of cancer. And there's just a really cool story about, I think the trainer's wife, one of them, their favorite saying was So Happy. So that's the horse's name, and it's a really cool story. And I don't think the odds are very high for this horse, but that's who I'm rooting for. So anyways, today's show, we're going over a few cases, 10% off thermography during the month of May. Women, get your breast risk assessment score with a non-invasive screening tool, thermography, approved by the FDA, safe, easy. Results are very easy to go over. You get your images. When used with self-palpation, laboratory testing, and mammograms, your rates of breast cancer detection go well over 90%. So get a breast thermogram done. Get yours updated. All right, and then later in the show, we're going to go over my new favorite nutrient. But before that, we're going to go over this case study because I've been seeing a lot of patients that come to me for weight loss or inflammation, fibromyalgia, and they're on these GLP injections or medications. And these GLP weight loss medications are very, very popular, becoming very much affordable and very easy to get. And there's a problem there. One of the problems is some of my patients have not been listing it in their medication lists. It is a medication. It's a hormone that's prescribed to slow down your hunger. You basically don't eat when you're on these things. But the problem is I am seeing high inflammatory markers after the patients are taking these. And one of my favorite patients, I'm going to get a little sad, 39-year-old male, has been testing with me since 2019. I usually start running my cancer panels on patients late 30s, early 40s for baseline testing. We got his baseline testing. His lab work has always looked beautiful. He had diabetes, and he came to me for that. He had really high estrogen. We fixed that. He lost weight. Diabetic numbers changing. So anyways, I hadn't seen him for a while. Gets his baseline testing done. I said, let's add the cancer profile. Let's get this baseline. He has stage 4 colon cancer. And he was on tirzepatide. I was like, you need to get off of that. I don't know if it caused the cancer or accelerated anything. And I can't say that. But I've seen now 4 cases this year. One was a 79-year-old female with late stage 4 cancer. Her numbers were terrible. Who prescribed that? Everything started changing in September. I saw her in March. So something happened from September to March. And she passed after about a week that I saw her. She started one of those injections, and none of her family members knew she went on it. But she started one, and she wanted to lose weight. She's 79. She's a grandmother. She's beautiful, so sweet, great smile. But when I saw her, her skin tone was yellow. And these are things that doctors are trained for. Family members don't pick up on that because they see them all the time, and they don't know. And I could tell her liver can't be healthy. And she went on one of those injection things in like October and was on it through January or something. I don't know. But this patient that I want to talk to about, and God bless that patient and her family. So sweet. Little sad, but she just came to me too late, I guess. But you have to be careful if you go on these. You have to test. This patient of mine is, and we're just starting out. We just reviewed her report this week. She was prescribed Mounjaro for her hemoglobin A1C diabetic marker. That is at 9.5. Not the highest I've ever seen, but that's high. She's overweight, way overweight. She knows it. But she was prescribed that by her family physician, I think. She has a family history of her father had colon cancer, and then her mother had breast and colon cancer. So my first thing would be like, all right, you have some family history of cancer. We need to make sure you're healthy enough to get on this thing. No, they just prescribed it. Anyways, she didn't fill the prescription. She didn't get it. She was going to wait and talk with me. Liver enzymes are too high for her to do anything. They're about double where they need to be. She has very high ferritin, which is stored iron. Now, that can either be due to inflammation, cancer, or just literally stored iron. Her breast cancer marker, CA2729, is at 59. It needs to be under 20. Her CA15-3 breast cancer marker is at 27. Needs to be under 15. Her CA19-9 liver/colon/pancreas cancer marker is at 69. It needs to be under 21. If this patient starts Mounjaro, will those numbers accelerate? Will they go up? My guess would be yes. She's not going to go on it, so I wouldn't know. The only research you could do with that is take a baseline like this, put a patient on one of those GLP meds, and then have them retest this panel without them doing anything different. No diet changes, no supplements, no medication changes, nothing different. Then retest this and see if it accelerates these liver enzymes and breast cancer markers. It's not good that the prescription of these is just so, I don't know really the word to use. I just feel like it's very loose. There's not a whole lot of research, and I don't think physicians are asking the right questions. Is it a quick fix? Heck yeah. I see patients go on these things and they lose weight like crazy. Does the A1C go down? Yes. But are they studying the other markers? Are they studying the CEA, CA19-9, the breast inflammation markers? They're not. You can't say that one certain thing caused a cancer because it's really hard to prove. I mean, everything causes cancer, right? Even, what do they call it? The dirty dozen fruits cause cancer because they're toxic because of all the pesticides. Everything causes cancer. But if there's something that will accelerate cancer quickly, we want to be very, very cautious. This patient also has well water, so her arsenic levels are very high. And her liver can't keep up with that amount of arsenic because it's sick. And I really think that the Mounjaro would make her more sick. So I'm glad she's holding off. I'll be excited to... So her testing was done on the 9th of April. I'll be excited to share with you guys. And I have her retesting in 1 month. We are going hardcore. I said, you know, your carb intake can only come from these vegetables. I gave her a list of foods she can eat. So it's going to be hard, but I said it's 4 weeks and then we'll retest and then we can start easing up. And she's like, I'm going to do it. She's motivated. So I'm so excited for her. One last case before we have to cut to a break. Don't worry, we have plenty of time. This was nuts. This is not a cancer case. This is not a GLP med case. This is a cholesterol in heart case. And I have not seen this type of result. And I can't wait to speak with the patient about her results. There were some changes we had made because her cholesterol was not coming down. Was the LDL high because of genetics or not? I don't know. Her HDL isn't too bad, but her VLDL, the very bad arterial clogging cholesterol, was at 304. It needs to be under 180. So let's just say it's double. Little less than double. We'll just say double. So I had her test a marker from the advanced coronary panel called oxidized LDL. It's basically a more specific form of testing your LDL and how much of these LDLs are causing or possibly causing arterial plaque buildup. So in September, her number was 331. The cutoff is 117. So let's just say double on that. So her VLDL, LDL, and oxidized LDL were all double where they needed to be in September of 25. She just got her testing done here in April. Her oxidized LDL, get this, went from 331 to 26. That's 7 months. Her arteries are like completely clear. And I've not seen it. Now this is uncommon. Okay. This is the kind of stuff we do. And the only thing I kind of changed with her is I added niacin and I doubled her fish oil. I put her on resveratrol and berberine. Berberine, you have to be careful with because if you're on a statin, the side effects are kind of not side effects. It'll work with the statin too much. So it's a contraindication to be on that if you're on a statin. But her VLDL went from 56 to 41 and her HDL went up from 49 to 53. So her overall ratio went from 6.2 to 5.4. I know these are a lot of numbers, but what I'm just trying to say is that oxidized LDL was critical back in September. That told me, look, like you are in a heart attack, stroke risk category right now. We have to make changes. So I think the berberine really helped her. Her number went from 331 to 26. I even had to look at the labs to see like, okay, are they missing a number? But no, she did amazing. And I can't wait to go over that with her. So these are the type of things we do. These are the things that we see. We help people naturally. We give you the playbook. If you execute the directions in the playbook, you will succeed. All right. So when we come back, I'll be going over this my favorite nutrient as of today that I want all my patients to be on. You should consider going on it too. Always consult with a physician before taking anything, especially if you're on medications. That was my little disclaimer. But anyways, when you come back, we will be going over that. And I'll just be wrapping things up. Don't tune away. This is Dr. Natalie Yaley, Take 2 Healthcare, your guide to a better living here on WHIO. Welcome back, everybody. Thanks again for tuning into this hour of Take 2 Healthcare, your guide to a better living. And we're here every Saturday from 11 to noon. If you've missed the podcast, these are recorded, put on our website and WHIO's website. Our website is take2healthcare.com. That's with the number 2. We are in Dayton, Ohio. And if you liked a few things that I've talked about today and want to get testing or schedule your thermogram to get 10% off in May, you can call us at 937-433-3241. That's 937-433-3241. So get on the books. We will fill up, I promise you. Get your breast risk assessment score. Speaking of booking up and getting in, there's 3 more weeks of school left. So good luck to us all. I just had to put that out there as a reminder. I reminded myself the other day. I was like, oh my gosh. All right. My new favorite nutrient that I'm putting everyone on. Stinging nettles. At our clinic, it's called DHIST. It's a natural antihistamine. We use it a lot in patients that have allergies, but One of the biggest reasons I've been putting my patients on is because it helps prevent and slow down and or stop, I guess you could say, prostate cancer and breast cancer. The ability of the stinging nettles restricts the dispersion of cells, especially malignant cells, into surrounding tissues. So what that means is it slows down or postpones these cells that are cancerous from turning into malignant cells spreading everywhere. Can also helps reduce too high of estrogen, which can come from environmental toxins. It has anti-diabetic effects, anti-inflammatory, helps to lower blood pressure. It's an antioxidant, antiviral, detox. I mean, who wouldn't want to take this, right? It helps decrease glucose absorption in the intestines, so it helps with the diabetic patients. It helps treat gout, relieves muscle aches, minimizes the symptoms of arthritis. There's just so many benefits of patients using this. And even in women who have like bloating during their menstrual cycles, it can help with that. Can also help women who are approaching menopause by acting as a restorative for hormonal shifts in the body. And it is in some of the like prostate supplements you can find out or find like in health food stores. It is in our prostaglandin that we use to treat prostate troubles. But I'm using it by itself, and I'm using it for inflammation, my cancer patients, and hormones, patients that were treating their hormones. So it's been used since forever. It's a medicinal plant that grows in the wild. So there's no contraindications. So obviously consult with your physician, but add it to your routine. It's a great nutrient to take, and it can help with detox and all the good things. So, all right. So whether you start, I always end the show with my quote. Whether it takes you 2 weeks, 2 months, or 2 years, you can start today with Take Two Healthcare. And please give us a call if you have any questions or want more information at 937-433-3241. Get your thermogram scheduled, get your lab testing done, and we will get you ready for the rest of the year. Thank you again for tuning in. Without you listeners, we wouldn't have this platform to just give you all the information we have. Again, if you have any questions, visit our website, take2healthcare.com, or give us a call at 937-433-3241. Enjoy this beautiful Derby Day. We will see you next week. This is Dr. Natalie Gailey, and I'm signing out. It's-